Yeah, Brendan, what a great, great sharing. God is truly like working through all of us as we give our heart and our desire to Him. So I remember when I went to India at the end of a sharing, like you just did, Brendan, they will share their desires, just like how you did. And because God works with our desires, right? He's not going to work with the things that we don't desire or we can't even imagine, but with our desires, and He builds upon that. And then on the next fellowship, people will be sharing, well, the desire that I had came true. You know, this entire area came to the knowledge of God and has been transformed, and miracles, signs, and wonders happen. And it's always so encouraging to hear and to know how God can do things in our life. And these testimonies really encourage each one of us, you know, like to increase our hope, our desire, because without knowing, we can't hope, right? We're hopeless. Without vision, we perish. But when God gives vision and hope, desire, then we're energized. Even because we have the faith that God can do and make these things happen. Because of that, we are energized even before it happens, right? Before it manifests itself, we are energized, right? That's what hope does, and vision from God. But vision from, you know, or hope from the world is like fluff. It's just like a cloud that you kind of swipe your hand through and it just disappears. And nothing. But the hopes from God are substance through faith. They're really, really something. And we've seen, all of us in our life, we've seen this. And God every day is doing things for us and really manifesting these things as we hope for and have the vision for. God is really, really doing. In the little things, every day that we're doing, in bigger things, in business, in family, in children, in everything. And even putting out fires, bringing the rain and putting out fires. You know, like in everything God is. So in everything we should consider God also. You know, seek His kingdom, consider God and His things. And everything else will come. Everything else. But our focus and our mind, our thoughts and ideas should be like on God and His things. And just what Brendan was sharing, right? Like, you know, okay, our business, our work, our what we're going to eat, what are we going to do? That will come. Those are the things that will come. Our family, our house, our, you know, what do I do today? Or, you know, whatever desires we have, those are the things that will come. But the right focus, what Brendan was sharing, is God's business. God says, you join my business and I will provide for you the whole package, whole offer. And I will, you know, really do, you know, retirement package, health benefits, and retirement benefits, a great salary, great vacation package, all included. Just great, great offer that God has for us. But God really needs our faith to, you know, stand in that truth and idea that, you know, He is able to do and that He is doing. And we continue in that great vision that God gives us. Fresh bread, fresh vision every day, and reinforces. God is always reinforcing through these fellowships. As we're speaking in tongues, as we're going about life, God is really reinforcing you know, these truths that he is giving, you know, the bread of life every day to us, the words of life, and really just bringing us always to the next level and to the next level. And just, there's just no stop, right? Something God was showing me is like our children, like when they're young, and a lot of us are too, right? We're so excited about life. We're so excited about what's to come. We're so excited and energized to learn. We want to know more and more and more. And we're so excited to practice, right? Like, we're just always energized and ready to share, ready to ask, ready to learn new things, and ready for life. They're just, you know, they wake up and they're ready. They're encouraged. They're like, yep, let's go. Today is a beautiful day. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I will, they really do rejoice, and they're always glad in it, always happy. So we all should, you know, God wants us all to be like that every day, and it's possible for that to happen every day for us, just like children. And it doesn't matter, you know, the situation, the circumstances, but we trust God. He is our strength. He is the one that will bring the new things. He's the one that breathes life in us, in our life, every day, new life, and who makes us flourish in every circumstance and every moment. And that's what I want to share. God bless you all.